Spring is a great time of year to do some cleaning around the house and clean up your finances. And something else that you can do for your family this spring is shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses, things like mortgage payments, credit card payments, car loans, or even college costs. I have a wife and two kids, with a third on the way, by the way, and business partners that all depend on my income. So I needed life insurance, and Policy Genius made that so incredibly easy. And with Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. That's policygenius.com. One of my favorite ways to invest is real estate, but not everyone wants to handle tenants and toilets. Enter Fundrise. They make it easy to invest in real estate with their flagship fund. Now, as always, you always have to carefully consider the investment objectives and risks of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. But right now, demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. And the Fundrise flagship fund plans on going on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes with just as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/PFP. As always, carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/PFP. That's fundrise.com/PFP. This is a paid advertisement. On this episode of the Personal Finance Podcast, we're going to talk about how to access your retirement funds early. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Personal Finance Podcast. I'm your host and founder of DollarAfterDollar.com, and today on the Personal Finance Podcast, we're going to talk about how to access your retirement funds early. If you have any questions about this episode, hit me up on Instagram at DollarAFTRDollar and follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever podcast player you love listening to this podcast to. And if you want to help out the show, leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. So once you start thinking about FIRE, or you want to retire early and you're thinking about financial independence, and you start to plan this out, you realize there's a major hole in this system. There's a major conundrum. And the biggest catapult to FIRE is that people always talk about, well, make sure you're contributing to your 401k, make sure you're contributing to your Roth IRA, so that you can get the biggest tax benefits. And we talk about that all the time on this podcast, because it is a major advantage for you to get your money into retirement accounts so that you can save on the taxes. But the question then becomes, once you get your money in those retirement accounts, how do you access those retirement funds? Because you can't withdraw that money until you're 59 and a half without paying a penalty. And if you tap into those retirement accounts before you're 59 and a half, you have to pay a 10% penalty in addition to the taxes. Well, never fear, my friend, because there's a loophole. And I'm going to show you how you can access these funds early. If you understand these loopholes, you can use them to your advantage. And this is where financial education always comes into play, because understanding these types of things allows you to do things like retire early, which is a loophole in and of itself. It's a financial hack, so that you can access the funds early as well. Because what some people do is, if they don't understand these concepts, they will forego contributing to their retirement accounts and just start contributing to taxable brokerages. And the problem with that is you don't get the tax saving advantage, and your pile of cash will not grow as much. Your pile of cash will lose the advantages that come into play when you actually invest in retirement accounts. So if you do that, if you start contributing to taxable brokerage accounts instead of your retirement accounts because you want to retire early, That's crazy to me because you need to take advantage of every single tax benefit that the government gives you. You need to take advantage of every single one because you're being taxed left and right. So if you could take advantage of these, it's a major wealth catapult for you. It's a major way that you can actually get your funds to grow significantly more. And even if you plan to retire early, you still need money to live in your 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. So why not at least take those tax-deferred years or potentially even tax-free money, no matter what. Because if you don't take advantage of these tax accounts now, if you don't take advantage of your Roth IRA or your traditional IRA or your 401k, you'll lose the opportunity forever because it's a year-by-year basis. You can't go backwards. You can't start contributing to these accounts on the back end. You have to take advantage of every single tax break every single year. And this is why it's so important to save your money, to earn more, so you can put as much money as possible into those brokerage accounts. Because if you don't, you lose the opportunity. And lost opportunity is one of the biggest problems when it comes to your personal finance. The people who take advantage of opportunity early on, those are the folks who are extremely successful. Now, if you're starting late, if you're starting to invest late, we have an entire episode about this. But if you started investing late, it doesn't matter. Seize the day now, because that is what you have to do to take advantage of compound interest and take advantage of these tax benefits so that you can build long-lasting wealth that you can hand down for generations to come. So, if you're interested in retiring early, or if you're interested in accessing your retirement accounts early, then this is the perfect episode for you. Now, let's get into it. Now, the first system that we're going to talk about is called a Roth conversion ladder. And this is the way that I like most to be able to access your retirement funds early. This is the way that I implement, and I'm going to implement in the future, to access my retirement funds early. Now, before we get into the Roth conversion ladder, I want to say this up front. Because if you're trying to access your retirement funds early so that you can spend the money instead of being retired, maybe you're still working full-time at your job and you just want to spend the money on something big. Maybe you want a down payment on a house or something like that. Here at the Personal Finance Podcast, we do not recommend that. You do not touch your retirement funds until it's time to retire. Unless you're in some sort of major emergency, you never touch your retirement funds. Because doing that interrupts compound interest unnecessarily. And the last thing you want to do with your money is interrupt compound interest unnecessarily. Because compound interest is a snowball machine. And once you realize that, it will start spitting off cash for you. It's literally printing money for you. And so allowing your money to grow as much as possible and not drawing down your money, unless it's for something you value extremely, like your freedom, that is when you start to draw it down. And that's why we do this. That's why we put our money where our mouth is and we put it into retirement accounts so that we can buy our freedom, which in my opinion is the number one thing that you can buy with your money. Freedom is the number one thing that you can buy with your money. So tapping into these accounts early so that you can buy something frivolous or so that you can buy something maybe that brings you value, that's not worth it in the long run unless you're buying freedom. That's the point of this entire system. And that's the point of contributing to your retirement accounts. So the Roth conversion ladder is by far the number one way that I am going to utilize to access retirement funds early. And we've talked about this a number of times on this episode, that the Roth IRA has tremendous wealth benefits. And if you remember, if you've listened to our Roth IRA episode, you can withdraw any contributions that you put into the Roth IRA without penalty. And then what comes into play with that is the first 5-year rule. So if you max out your Roth IRA every single year, and at the time I'm recording this, it's $6,000 a year, then you can withdraw that $6,000 at any time. But the first 5-year rule states that you must wait at least 5 years after your first contribution to a Roth IRA to withdraw the earnings tax-free. So if you're just starting a Roth IRA, you have to wait at least 5 years before you can withdraw some of that money tax and penalty-free. So understanding that up front is going to help you understand how this entire thing works. Because that is one of the major benefits of a Roth IRA. If you get into a pinch and you get into a major bind, you can still withdraw the funds that you put into that account tax-free. Now, the growth money is not going to be penalty-free. So if you're, let's say you put in $100,000 into your Roth IRA over the course of a decade or so, and that money grows to $300,000. Well, all you can pull out penalty-free is that $100,000 that you contributed. The $200,000 that it grew, you cannot pull that money out penalty-free. So let me show you how you can increase the amount that you're contributing to your Roth IRA so that you have more money that you can withdraw penalty-free early on. If you have a 401k, and if you have a 401k at your company, obviously we always talk about having a 401k at your company or a traditional IRA if your company has that, because you want to get the employer match. And so if you get that employer match and you contribute to it and you max it out because you want to take advantage of those tax benefits, when you leave your job, immediately roll over your 401k or your 403b into a traditional IRA. And since all of these accounts, the 401k, the 403b, and the traditional IRA, all are very similar when it comes to taxes, this conversion can be done immediately and there are no penalties or tax consequences that you have to worry about. So what you're going to do is you're going to roll it into a traditional IRA. Now, if you already contribute to a traditional IRA and don't have a 401k, you can skip this step. Number two, then what you're going to do is if you need to access some of your retirement account money in the first 5 years, then convert the amount you think you'll need from your traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. The major key to this conversion is you will have to pay tax on the amount that you convert. So what you want to do, and the biggest thing you want to do with this, is make sure you're in a low tax bracket when you make this conversion. Why? Because you will pay significantly less taxes than you would if you're at your peak years. So a lot of people who are pursuing financial independence, some of them are high earners. So for example, let's say you're a high earner and you try to make this conversion. Well, you're going to be paying 25, 35, 40% in taxes depending on what situation that you're in. Whereas if you wait till you're close to retirement or you're making less money or you're retired, you're going to pay almost nothing in taxes in comparison. So if you're in a low tax bracket, let's say you're in a 15% tax bracket because you don't make as much money in the final years, then that would be the time to make this conversion. This is a major pro of Barista Fire. And we've talked about Barista Fire a number of times in this episode. We're going to have an entire episode on this because people love this concept. And I think it's one of the coolest concepts when it comes to fire. But within Barista Fire, what you're doing is you're taking a lower paying job, but being able to work, you know, 1, 2, 3 days a week. It's called Barista Fire because it's like you can go work at a coffee shop for 2 days a week just to supplement your income and you can retire a little earlier. And at that point in time, that's a perfect time to make this conversion because you're going to have to wait a certain period, which we'll get into in number three here. And so it allows you to make up that time. And it's a major pro to Barista Fire because you can access these retirement funds early, still do something you love, and have these tax benefits. Because number three is, you got to wait 5 years when you do this conversion. And while you're waiting within those 5 years, then you can start doing a ladder or additional conversions, meaning in year six, you do another conversion. In year seven, you do another conversion so that you can access those funds each and every year. So you can see why Barista Fire would be really beneficial within these two concepts, because if you're in a lower tax bracket, you can start converting each and every year. And then once you're done and you're just ready to retire, then you can go ahead and head into retirement. And then after 5 years, number four is after 5 years, you can take out the money you converted without paying any additional penalties or taxes. Guess why? Because this is money that you contributed. So let's say you have $1 million 401k and you convert that $1 million 401k into a traditional IRA. And you're not going to have to pay penalties and taxes on that because they have similar tax structures. Once your money is in a traditional IRA, then you can roll the traditional IRA money into a Roth IRA. And when you do that, when you roll it into a Roth IRA, all of a sudden, you've contributed that money, haven't you? So that's an actual contribution. What did we say at the top of the show? Your contributions to your Roth IRA, you can withdraw as long as it's within 5 years. So if you wait 5 years, all of a sudden now, you can actually take that money and utilize it early in retirement. See how this works? So within those 5 years, you can still have that money invested. It's going to grow tax-free. And so you're going to make additional income on that. But this is a way to really beef up your Roth. And it's a beautiful way to do this so that you can actually get the money going. Now, like I just said, when you contribute to your Roth IRA from a traditional IRA, you're going to have to pay taxes because a Roth IRA, you pay taxes on the front end, it grows tax-free, and you pull it out tax-free. So there's a number of pros to this method, and this is the reason why I like this. But it's because you can minimize your taxes that you have to pay because you're rolling it in when you're in a low tax bracket. That's one of the major benefits of this because you're paying significantly less taxes. Even when you're contributing to your IRA, you're not paying taxes on the front end while you're in a high tax bracket. And then you're rolling it into a Roth while you're in a low tax bracket. See what you're doing here? No taxes when you're a high tax bracket, rolling it into a Roth when you're a low tax bracket. It's a beautiful system to actually implement. And if your income is low enough, let's say you're retired and your income is low enough, you could potentially execute tax-free conversions. You could literally have tax-free conversions if your income is low enough and not have to pay any tax on that money at all. So if you have zero income for 5 years, maybe you saved up 5 years of cash and you have zero income coming in, you could literally pay $0 in taxes, which is a major benefit to having cash flowing assets, maybe something like real estate or something like that, where you can really lower your income or just keep it in the LLC and in the business for those 5 years. And then you have a bunch of different things that you can do and a bunch of different options. There's so many options with this system. This is why I like it so much. And if you don't need to use the money, you can leave the conversions in your Roth to grow tax-free until you need to use them. So maybe you have another system, like I just said, where you don't need to use the money right away. Then you can wait, have the flexibility to let that grow in the Roth, and now you have a big old fat Roth that you can wait before you need to use the funds. Now, the downside to this system is you have to wait the 5 years. That is a major downside because 5 years is a long time. It's a long time to wait, which is why I like to pair this with Barista Fire or some other thing that you can utilize. Maybe you have a business or rental properties that you can live off the money for a short period of time so that you can wait for this conversion to happen. And the other con is you have to pay tax on the conversion 5 years before you can actually use the money. So you lose out on those benefits as well. But I'm going to show you two other options, and they may benefit you and your situation more so. So let's get into it. The key to winning in any business is making sure you have the right business partner. An example is Procter & Gamble or Ben & Jerry. But what about the perfect partners when it comes to growing your business? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit $1 million stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. And most people know one of your biggest struggles when it comes to starting an online business is finding new customers, and Shopify can help you do that. And what I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. So sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/PFP, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/PFP now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/PFP. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. And if you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. And they have a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/personal finance. Just go to Indeed.com/personal finance right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/personal finance. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. One of the hardest things about managing your money is figuring out where it's all going. And most of us are trying to save for several goals at once, which can feel like a daunting task to see if you're on track or even on pace to accomplishing your goals. But there is a tool that makes it so much easier, and it's called Monarch Money. They help you track your money flow without taking a ton of time and energy. And Monarch has built-in features to collaborate with your partner, family, or financial advisor. And you can invite them with an extra account with their own login at no extra cost to collaborate with you. And Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can create custom budgets, set notifications, and you can set up automatic rules for transactions and notifications. And after trying Monarch for myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/PFP. That's monarchmoney.com/PFP for your extended 30-day free trial. Now is a great time of year to get your finances in order. And no matter what your financial goals are this year, when you use Chime's online checking account, you can cross all those financial to-dos off your list. Chime's online checking account has tons of benefits that millions of members love, like fee-free overdraft up to $200. Plus, get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, all while managing your money on the go 24/7. And you get access to over 60,000 ATMs. So start building your credit and open a Chime checking account with at least $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at chime.com/PFP. That's chime.com/PFP. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Now, the next way that you can access your retirement funds early is a SEP. What it stands for is Substantially Equal Periodic Payments. And a SEP plan is somewhat simple to understand, but it's very complex in the way that the IRS writes this out. Because a SEP plan allows you to withdraw funds without penalty from a retirement account before you turn 59 and a half. That's great. That's what we're trying to do. But the amount that you withdraw every single year is predetermined by formulas that the IRS sets out. So the IRS has these formulas that they set out, and you have to pick which plan you want to do. So it almost works the way like a pension would work, where you're getting the same amount of income every single year. But if you quit the SEP plan before it concludes, then you have to pay penalties on all the money that you were trying to avoid, and you have to pay interest on those amounts as well. So a SEP plan is best suited for somebody who has a steady stream of pre-retirement income, and they want to just compensate for the career that they just left. So that's who it's best for. It's best for someone who doesn't need flexibility. They are okay with the income coming in. Maybe they have real estate investments or other things, and they're okay with that income coming in. And a SEP plan will allow you to access those retirement funds early at a set amount. If there's a recession year and your money's invested, you don't have the opportunity to withdraw less funds if you want to. So it really does hurt you on the flexibility side. Now, if you don't need that flexibility, maybe you have a massive IRA, then this would be a good option for you. But if you need that flexibility, which most people do, then it might not be the best option for you. So this method just has the least amount of control in my eyes. But here's the steps on how it works. So when you leave your job, you immediately roll your 401k or your 403b into a traditional IRA. And if you have a traditional IRA, you can skip this step. And then you determine how much you think you need to withdraw from your retirement accounts every single year until you turn 59 and a half. So you're predetermining this, which is the part I don't like. But if you're okay with that, this is a great option. And then you calculate the three possible withdrawal amounts. Now, there's an IRS document that you utilize for this, and I'll leave a link to it in the show notes. And you pick the one that's closest to the number you decided in step two. And then you definitely, in these types of situations, when you're doing something like this with the IRS, you need to make sure you're speaking to a tax professional to ensure you're doing the calculations correctly. You don't want to mess around with this, especially if it's your retirement funds coming in. You want to make sure that you have it correct, because these IRS calculations can be complicated for most. And so you want to make sure somebody's actually looking it over. So if you don't have an accountant, that's a time to actually get one to make sure that this is going correctly. And then what you're going to do is you're going to withdraw and pay tax on that amount every single year. Because like we know, when you withdraw from an IRA or a 401k, you're going to have to pay tax on that money because you didn't pay tax going in. And then depending on whatever method you used, you need to actually calculate the withdrawal amount. And then you may need to adjust it how much you withdraw every single year. So yearly, you can change these calculations. But if you're mid-year and inflation's risen completely and you're right on the edge, like you're on a fine line and then everything becomes more expensive, well, now you got yourself a problem. So you want to make sure that you're picking the correct amount every single year, maybe slightly more than you need, just to have that available to you. But this is why you want to have an emergency fund in retirement as well, because it combats stuff like this and will give you more flexibility. And then number seven is to continue making the withdrawals for 5 years or until you turn 59 and a half. So it's whatever is longer is how the IRS has it written up. And if you stop withdrawals or you withdraw the incorrect amount, you could face steep penalties, which I do not like about this. So definitely don't stop doing that, because the steep penalties are a lot more than other situations. So the pros to this are you pay tax on the withdrawal in the same year that you spend the money, so your money can grow tax-free for as long as possible. And you can start withdrawals immediately after retirement, whereas the method I like to use, the Roth conversion ladder, you have to wait 5 years. So that the pro to this is that you can start withdrawing the money immediately after retirement. But there's a bunch of cons, and the biggest con for me is that there's no flexibility in terms of how you can utilize this. Now, I love to have flexibility in everything within my personal finances. I like to make it easy. I like to make it automated. I like flexible. All of those are very important to me. If that's not as important to you, and you want to just be able to access that money right away, you don't want to wait the 5 years and try to figure out how you're going to do this, then maybe this is the best option for you. Another con is you have to consult a tax professional to do this. And you must continue withdrawals, whether it makes sense to or not. Maybe you don't need the money 1 year. You got an inheritance. You got a big windfall. Well, you still have to continue withdrawals. And if you stop withdrawals or you withdraw the incorrect amount, then you pay penalties. And some people just withdraw the incorrect amount because they're not paying attention. And all of a sudden you make major penalties just for withdrawing a couple thousand dollars more than you were supposed to. So you have much less control. Now let's get into the final way that you can withdraw on your retirement funds early. Now, the last way to talk about withdrawing on your retirement funds is a very simple one. And this is one that a lot of people don't talk about, but it's just to pay the 10% penalty. What if you just paid the penalty of accessing your retirement funds early? Because even if you pay the penalty, if you do the math, you still come out on top by contributing to retirement accounts because of the tax advantages. And Joshua Sheets over at Radical Personal Finance, he actually did these calculations in an episode. I'll see if I can find that episode and link it up in the show notes. But he ran the math on this. And when he ran the math, you actually still came out on top. And it was an extremely interesting episode. And he goes into great detail on the math. So I'm not going to try to do it here because his episode is like an hour long on how they do this. So the beautiful thing about this is that there's no advanced planning necessary. You don't have to figure out what you're going to do. You're just going to pay the penalty. And you can access the money immediately, and you can utilize it whenever you need it, and you don't have to pay tax in advance. This is where the flexibility comes in as well. This is obviously the most flexible option, but you're probably going to pay a lot more than these other two options. So for me, I'm not going to utilize it, but if you needed it for a year or two, just pay the penalty. Now, 10% is a big number, especially if you're withdrawing, say, $100,000 a year. Well, that means you're paying a $10,000 penalty every time you pull that money out. So that's why I like the first two options more than this. Because paying that 10% penalty is still a good chunk of change. But if you're in a bind and you need to retire now and you can't do these other two options yet, this is something that you can still do. You can still pay the penalty. And I'll try to find a link to that episode in the show notes as well. Now, there's one other thing I want to mention before we wrap this episode up, is that if you're utilizing an HSA, this is something that you can use as a supplement to your income. Because if you've saved up money in an HSA, and you have a significant amount in there, and you've been maxing out your HSA for the last couple of years, and it's grown because it's invested, and you have a bunch of receipts from medical bills that you can utilize, an HSA can help supplement your income because you can pull it out tax-free as long as you have receipts, medical receipts that line up with that HSA. You can utilize that as a supplement while you're waiting the 5 years for the Roth conversion ladder. It just gives you additional flexibility. Or it also allows you to reduce the amount that you're taking if you choose a SEP plan. So it gives you just additional income. If you're contributing enough, it's kind of like having Social Security in early retirement. And that's why we love the HSA so much. If you're not familiar with an HSA, I'll leave a link to the show notes. But basically what happens is you contribute money tax-free, it grows tax-free, and you can pull money out tax-free as long as you have a qualified medical expense. That's the key to it. So you can save your medical expenses in a system like Dropbox or OneDrive or something like that, and you could save the receipts, and there's no rule on how old the receipts have to be. So you could have a receipt from 20 years ago and still pull that money out tax-free because you have a qualified medical expense. Now, if you don't have a qualified medical expense, you'll have to pay penalties on that as well until you're 65, but it's still a great option to have for supplementing that income. And I'll leave a link in the show notes to the HSA episode as well. Well, if you have any questions about this episode, hit me up on Instagram at $AFTR and follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever podcast player you love listening to this podcast to. And if you want to help out the show, leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Just head on over there. Just give the 5-star button a tap, 1-2 taparoo, and just say, man, I love this show. And it truly does help out the show. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we'll see you on the next episode. Everyone's heard the saying, you have to spend money to make money. But everything in life, from travel to starting a business, is expensive. Which is why I want to tell you about a new podcast I love that will teach you all the tactics, tricks, and tips you need to upgrade your life, money, and even travel, all while spending less and saving more. It's called All the Hacks, and it's a top-ranked show hosted by my good friend Chris Hutchins, a financial optimizer, an entrepreneur who's racked up millions of points, and he sold two companies. And if you want to rethink the way you're spending money, you have to check out the episode 91 with Bill Perkins and why you should be optimizing for net fulfillment and not net worth and striving to die with zero. All the Hacks has something for everyone, and I'm sure you'll find a new tactic that you can apply to your own life, whether it's a money hack that increases your net worth or a routine change that boosts your productivity. So check out All the Hacks. That's All the Hacks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your wallet will thank you later.